In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, St. Paul's epistle today echoes Jesus' teaching when he said, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." This is hard to do because it's difficult for us to love those who made bad actions toward us, toward those we love. And we are tempted to say, well, Jesus is God, so he's able to forgive, but I cannot. It's too much for me. Sometimes we are also tempted to think that God doesn't do his job very well, and that we would be more able to use a whip in order to punish, to chastise the world, which does not believe in God and even fights against him. But it is not up to us to punish sinners. God is better able to judge them because he knows all things. He knows all the circumstances of every sin and event. We cannot read the hurts of others. We cannot read the hurts of sinners. But God can. We have difficulty forgiving others because of the pain we feel for an injury received. We suffer and our resentment harms us even more deeply. Forgiveness means the pardon of an offense. When we forgive, we discover the value and beneficial results of forgiveness. When we establish peace with others, we find that we are at peace with ourselves. To motivate our efforts in this regard, we should remember that our prayers and sacrifices to God are not acceptable to him if we are not reconciled with others. The more we forgive, the more we will be forgiven. This morning, each of us is in the skin of the leper. We are covered with injuries on the skin of our hearts. Against that, the only efficient medicine is forgiveness. We need to be healed, and only Jesus can cure this leprosy. Arguments, relational brokenness is a fact of existence. The outcome of this brokenness, however, is up to us. It is determined by how we choose to respond to it, for it can make us either bitter or better. This is not to say that forgiveness is always easy. Depending on the depth of the wound inflicted, it can be extremely difficult and take a great deal of time, effort, and prayer. At times, it can even be one of the most difficult things we do. Yet the Lord does not make exceptions on a case-by-case basis. We must forgive. Our Lord was no stranger to strife. Not only was he hunted and persecuted by the religious authorities of his day, culminating in the cruelest rejection of the cross, but he was also scorned and mocked by a great deal of the people who should have been his most devoted followers. Moreover, his disciples were constantly bickering about the most petty things. Though they were grown men, they frequently acted more like quarrelsome children. Despite this constant relational turmoil, Jesus forgave with patience and love. Forgiveness is so essential that Jesus tells us that we will not be forgiven by God if we do not forgive. The degree of mercy we receive is in exact proportion to the amount of mercy we extend. If we want God to forgive us without end, we must forgive without end. Do not expect great clemency if you will not extend it yourself. As the Lord has forgiven you, says St. Paul, so you also must forgive. Dear faithful, we all crave the benefit of the doubt from others. We all want others to forgive us and see the good intentions behind our actions. And we enter in the confessional time after time, expecting full forgiveness and mercy from God for our sins and wickedness. Yet, despite these expectations, we so often judge others severely, hold petty grudges, and think the worst of everyone. It's simply wrong. Forgiveness is all about communion. Communion is not just another word for receiving the Eucharist, though the Eucharist is indeed the fullest expression of communion on earth. Communion means participating in the life of another, sharing in that life so intimately that your happiness is bound up in theirs, that you become part of each other's existence. As Catholics, we are called to communion both horizontally and vertically, with God and with our neighbor. We are called to commune with the divine life, to share in the life of the Trinity in love. It's a tremendous truth, but it doesn't end there. We are also called to commune with our neighbor in love. Who is our neighbor? That person right in front of us, no matter how annoying or hurtful they may be. Unforgiveness is a poison that severs communion. It destroys the very relationships, horizontal and vertical, for which we were made. And that is why we are called to forgive. For just as God restored communion with us by forgiving our sins, we must restore communion with Him and with our neighbor by forgiving those who have hurt us. Forgiveness restores communion. It breathes life into what is dead. It restores and heals what is broken. In that sense, it is one of the most holy and godlike things we can do. Let us resolve to always have hearts full of forgiveness, full of mercy. For he who extends great mercy without end will receive it in the same measure. This morning, we can tell Jesus directly, Jesus, up until now, I have not been able to forgive this or that evil which I have endured. I know it is like leprosy in my soul, but I have the faith of the centurion, and I am convinced that you, Jesus, can bring peace and the strength of forgiveness. The forgiveness I have not been able to give, Jesus, please shape it in my soul, and then I will be cured and freed of the weight of these resentments. if we never forget that Jesus is near us, we will be strong enough to do what is right, even if we might need time, a lot of time, to be able to forgive. At least we know where we go. We know what we want. Under all circumstances, if we remember his presence, looking at his face, his grace will always be a glance of his eyes resting upon us and healing us from all spiritual diseases. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.